This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Off and Show. We're on the Team 980. We're always live as well on the free Odyssey app. Typically, we do this at 5 o'clock, but appreciate our guest's flexibility today, considering we had full phone lines talking Jaden Daniels and much more. But it is now time for Not My Beat.
Today's top story, from the perspective of someone who's there.
You are looking live.
It's just in.
Not My Beat.
Michael Phillips, nice enough to join us each and every Monday from 910 The Fan down in Richmond. Michael, how are you, my friend?
I'm week to week, aren't we all, to paraphrase a famous baseball announcer.
Yes, we are all. I mean, I feel more day to day, but maybe that's just a personal thing. Let me ask you, though, Michael, like genuinely, after doing your show today, going through it all, now hearing from Dan Quinn this afternoon, like Danny Ruye and I did the Take Command post game last night, and we were like, we're supposed to be excited, but oh my God, there's something missing here. How are you feeling basically 24 hours later after Daniels leaves the game?
I think it's okay to be excited about everything else, and we'll dive into the everything else, but I don't want to overlook the fact that we were told this defense couldn't, you know, wasn't going to be able to stop Carolina, because I said that. I was part of the we that said that. I thought the Commanders would win, obviously, but, you know, if you had guessed shutout into the fourth quarter, I don't think a lot of people were saying that. So a lot of good things happened, and it's okay to be happy for those good things. B-Rob, 6 yards a carry. McNichols, 6 yards a carry. Another great day for the receivers. I think there's a lot to be very happy about. It's also okay to acknowledge it's a quarterback-driven league. It's a town that's been without a quarterback forever. We found one. The one thing we keep talking about on the radio is, gee, this kind of feels like the last guy. Remember when he got hurt and all the air got taken out of the room? And then he got hurt. So it's certainly okay to acknowledge everybody's a little tenuous here. I would just say I don't think this is a career-altering injury in any way, and I don't even think this is going to alter how they use him when he gets back to full health. Obviously, it alters how you use him when he's not at full health. But when Jaden gets back to full health, Craig, I don't think it fundamentally changes how you use him.
No, I totally agree. Like, this was kind of a weird hit. It's not. It's something that could affect his ability to throw the football, could affect his ability to run in the short term. But that short term might be like Thursday. It might be two Thursdays from now. And that would be less than ideal. I would love to see him against a great Chicago defense. I don't think I'm overstating it. Like, that Chicago defense is really good. Then again, every unit we've described as good, this team is absolutely thrashed outside of the ones wearing Baltimore purple this year. So what do we know about anything? But I agree with you, Michael. Like, I'm not changing the plan here when it comes to Jaden Daniels. Like, I'm going to let Jaden be Jaden. It's just, we got to make sure that he's Jaden going into the game, that, when it comes to the performance and the injury and how Dan Quinn manages it. And honestly, here's the other thing I wanted to ask you. I trust Dan Quinn to make this decision, what's right for Jaden and the team in the short and long term. What's your level of trust in DQ to not do something in the short term that's too aggressive, that risks anything long term?
Well, and that's what's nice here. You do have all incentives aligned. I agree with you on the trust question. Nobody is in a hot seat year, right? That's when bad things start happening, when, oh my gosh, we have to win this game, this month, this playoff spot, this year. Nobody's thinking that way, and that's a top-down tone, right, that we've talked about it extensively before. They really want to win the Super Bowl in 2 to 3 years with Jaden Daniels, who's developed properly, and the general manager, who I think is very good at his job, has built a nice roster around him, which is not right now. And that's okay. Even with Jaden's at full health, this isn't a Super Bowl team. I think everybody sees that. I said that this morning on the radio, and somebody got mad at me. This isn't a Super Bowl team, though, but it could be in a couple of years, right? And so all incentives are to develop looking forward. The bummer of that is, I agree with you, this was a really fun matchup. This is awesome. The Bears and the Commanders, the number one pick against the number two pick, a really good defense against an improving defense, an untouchable offense. Tony Romo's there, Jim Nance is there. We really did have it all this weekend. It was going to be a phenomenal football game, just like we said the Baltimore game was going to be great. And then, by the way, that one delivered. The bummer is, even if he plays this weekend, you know it's not at 100% this quickly. So I think that's the bummer of it all.
Well, that's the thing, though, is I don't know that if he does play this weekend, it's not going to be 100%, because if it's 98, I think that might sit him, which against big game, big test, like all the competitive juices are going to want him to be out there, both his and DQ's. And like Adam Peters does not like losing, even though he knows about the big picture. Like, that is a competitive dude. So I don't know. We'll see. I will know a lot more, I think, by the time that Jaden takes the practice field Wednesday and kind of what he does, and especially Thursday. I think we'll understand a lot more about Jaden's situation. Let's circle back to the defense, though. Michael Phillips, 910 The Fan, with us. You can listen to MP on the mic, 10 a.m. to noon on 910 The Fan. Too many numbers, Michael. Too many numbers. Math, not my strong suit.
We'll work on reducing some numbers for you, Craig, yeah. Immediately.
The show starts at 10 a.m. in the D.C. area. Listen on the Odyssey app. There are no numbers. Okay. What impressed you so much about the defense?
Yeah, we've talked about the need to get takeaways. They get two takeaways right away, impact plays in the game. But also, that defensive line without John Allen really held stout against a very nice, rushing attack and a team that had been able to do some things recently. And I'm not going to sit here on your radio program, Craig, and pretend to everybody that the Carolina Panthers are a good football team. They're clearly not. But they do some things well, and Chuba Hubbard does some things well, and he wasn't able to do those things yesterday. And so I think that's another step forward, right? You talk about, like, oh, it's just the Arizona Cardinals. Oh, it's just the Cleveland Browns. Oh, it's just the Carolina Panthers. Okay, but they're all NFL teams that have done some things this year, and we're kind of stacking these oh-but games. So I think there's something to be said for this defense making progress.
I agree. There's something to be said for it. I thought they were super sticky in coverage and watching. I watched the first half tape back. Like, there wasn't, it wasn't like Andy Dalton was missing dudes. Like, there weren't dudes available.
This was not a Watson situation. I think that is very important to note. Yeah.
No, for sure. Their receivers are only so good. But like, the Commanders did an excellent job defensively. They were enhanced by the fact that they knew what they had to do, because they didn't care if they gave up running yards to Chuba Hubbard, because they were up 10-0 before the game had barely even started. But I do, I wonder if, Michael, if you have a theory on this. It's something I plan on exploring on the show this week. The Panthers are horrendous. The Browns are horrendous. There's a couple other teams, the Patriots, the Jags. Like, someone had to win that game yesterday in London. Good job on the Jags for doing it, but God, those two teams suck. Why is there so much bad football right now? Like, do you have a working theory on that?
Well, I don't, looking at it holistically. My only, you try to grab a trend line that runs through them. The Patriots don't fit this mold, but overpaid on a quarterback who isn't as good as you think he is probably as close as you can get to a trend line that connects the bad teams in football right now. In the Panthers' case, that's not fiscal. That's, of course, the draft capital and the trade they made. If you do that, if you miss at that position, it makes everything else worse and it snowballs. That said, I don't honestly believe that Trevor Lawrence is that bad. I think he's certainly done some things in the NFL. I think bad operations, bad owners. Again, I don't think Robert Kraft is a bad owner, right? So you've got an exception there, but Cleveland, Carolina, Jacksonville, unquestionably bad ownership situations. How nice is it that we're not in that group, by the way? How nice is it that we're not in the bad ownership group? I don't know if we're in the good ownership group, but I know for a fact we're not in the bad ownership group. And man, that just means so much.
We're in the big good ownership group, dude. Like, I don't know what else Josh Harris is supposed to do besides hire great people, spend a bunch of money, be invested in the right things. Like, I realize that it's got to play out over time, and you got to keep doing those things. And, you know, the hole was so big that just getting back to ground level makes you look like amazing. But like, I think they're doing more than just getting back to ground level. I think they have filled a bunch of holes already, built a foundation, and they are building a very, very nice house from an infrastructure standpoint. I'm pretty sure Josh Harris is pretty good at this.
Yeah, but you're right. There's a lot of bad football. There's also some fascinating good football being played. And certainly I'm looking at the Minnesota Vikings first in that. But I'm also looking at the Chiefs, who have spent all their money on offense, now somehow don't have a good offense and are undefeated because the defense got good. You wonder if the takeaway from this season in the NFL isn't going to be, you know, quarterback's important, coaching may be more important. You know, Brock Purdy's struggling now. Aaron Rodgers is struggling. We're really seeing a spectrum of quarterback play across the league. You can take your pick on which of those guys you want to talk about, but it's a fascinating time.
Yeah, for sure. No, I think that's probably a good tie on the when you have a bad quarterback, you're bad. And when you have a bad quarterback that you paid a lot of money for, you're going to be really, really bad because you were paying that guy to elevate the rest of your roster. And he's doing the anti that. Michael Phillips, 910 The Fan down in Richmond. You can check it out every single day on the Odyssey app, or if you're driving through 910 AM or 105.1 FM there in Central Virginia. Michael, always a pleasure, sir. And we will talk to you next week. Are you coming to the game on Sunday? You and I both did not go to this Sunday's game. Planning on being in the press box on Sunday. Will I see you there?
Yeah, we're letting Grant Paulson skate with all this. I get to spread out my stuff. I get to call the shots. I get to have a nice pregame meal without Hoffman and Phillips. That ends Sunday. Jaden Daniels might be questionable for this game. I am not. I will be in my seat at kickoff. Don't you worry about that.
Hot damn. Look out, Grant Paulson. We're coming for you. And Chris Russell, you might just be in the way. That's a seating chart joke. That means something to four people and nobody else. Michael Phillips, everybody.
I love Chris Russell. This isn't about him, though. This is about Paulson. I want Grant Paulson. I want him on Sunday. Let's go.
Goodbye, Michael. And there he goes. I didn't know if he was going to say goodbye at the end. That's why I didn't hang up as he laughed, Anthony.
I don't know either.
He laughed, and then he flipped his phone. He hit end, not me.
Yes.
Michael Phillips, everybody. What a guy. When we get back, speaking of some bad football, there's some bad football games we got to talk about. Speaking of good football, there are some hella good football games we got to talk about. Anthony and I go around the NFL next on the Team 980.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real, we're transparent, we're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.